So Ken Cooper, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you spent 8 years representing the district in lawsuits that parents would bring when the district wouldn't serve a kid's IEP. What was your experience like?
Well, my experience initially was a good experience. As the years went by, the staff became smaller, and the responsiveness of the district became very problematic. There was less and less responsiveness. There was more of an attitude of, let's fight this case, or more frustrating was just not being able to get anybody to stand up and do the right thing or even get a response from anybody. So cases started piling up. The kids actually were forgotten to a large extent. And what bothered me probably more than anything was just the level of incompetence. The bureaucracy was there to serve itself. People came to the district. They got a job. They got security. They got pensions. They got benefits. The fact that we were dealing with children really didn't matter as much as it really should have mattered. Children are fragile by definition. And when you're dealing with a special ed kid, they're even more fragile. And time works against them. So it became really frustrating and difficult to do what should have been done for these kids.
And that's what ultimately made you quit, right? Seeing what you saw as incompetence on the inside?
I did. And yes, it was a huge factor in my leaving the district. Ultimately, I was at a meeting where a teacher was clearly out of line, clearly, I'll go so far as to say, maybe incompetent. And after the meeting, I questioned the teacher's superiors, and the response I got when I questioned, what are you going to do about this problem? The response was, oh, she's a very nice lady. And I said, okay, she's nice, but it's a problem. What are we doing? Oh, she's worked here for 20 years. I responded with, okay, she's very nice. She's been here for 20 years, but what are we going to do about the problem? And the final response was, well, if I had to deal with that problem and all the problems like that, that's all I would be doing, and that's not my job. And I said, well, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Goodbye. And I literally quit that day. And that was it. I just did not want to fight with them anymore.
So you've seen from the inside the problems that happen at the Philadelphia School District, 440 North Broad. But you've also seen now in your private practice the problems that exist inside charter schools. Can you illuminate us there?
Yes. What I've seen over the last 3 years with charters, which are becoming more and more numerous, is simply they're paralleling the school district in a couple ways. First of all, they are public schools. And I want to point out that the Philadelphia School District has a great number of really dedicated, competent, wonderful people working there, especially the teachers. And, you know, I'm painting a black picture, but there is a much brighter picture that also should be painted. What I've seen in the charter schools as a generality is that for every good charter school, there is a bad charter school. And what has happened is a lot of parents become frustrated, disgusted with the public school, the Philadelphia Public School in particular, and believe that if they take their kid out of that school and place the kid in a charter school, things will be much, much better. And sometimes they are much, much better, but sometimes they're much, much worse. I found that the charters, especially because they're operating for profit, are not equipped to deal with special needs kids. Basically, they're treating these kids kind of like private schools do, or parochial schools, where they think that they can just say, well, this kid's a problem, so mom, take your kid somewhere else. The law does not allow that. they are a public school, and they have to program for these kids. A lot of the schools just do not know how to do it.
We hear that claim a lot. What do you have to kind of prove that?
Well, my own experience has shown me that what they do when they have these children is start, rather than programming for the special needs, is they start disciplining for the special needs. Suspensions, expulsions. It's easier for them to get rid of a kid than to program for the kid. Doesn't cost them as much. They get better scores on their PSSAs. All of those things come into play.
Is there an answer anywhere?
Ideally, I should not have a job. There should be no such thing as a special education attorney. If the district did what it's supposed to do, this district, the other districts, the charter schools, there would be no need for attorneys. Why should I have a job? There's no reason. Unfortunately, I have this job, and I don't see it changing quickly. I think over time, I think the charter schools may go the way of the public schools right now. I think the pendulum will swing in the other direction, but that's going to take a long, long time. I don't see any good news on the horizon right now.
So I have to ask this question. When you decided to leave the district, they tried to put an injunction against you so you wouldn't be able to practice privately. Some could say that you are holding some sort of a grudge against them based on that. Any truth in that?
Yes, I did get sued. They tried to enjoin me from practicing, and they sued me for damages on top of that. I did prevail. But no, there's no, I would say, absolutely no bad feeling about that, other than, you know, it did cost me a little bit of money, but not anything significant or that would cause me to take revenge against the district. I treat all schools, school districts, charters the same. The actors are are mostly gone anyway, so there's no hard feeling.
You have no fear in speaking out like this?
No, I have no fear. I'm speaking truthfully, and I do not believe I've said anything that would cause any kind of repercussions. I would hope not, at least. I don't think it's a secret that the district has difficulty functioning right now. And, you know, I will reiterate that I think there are plenty of good schools and good staff and good teachers in the district. But by and large and overall, it's dysfunctional.
All right. Well, Ken Cooper, thank you so much for being on Newsmax tonight.
Thank you.